Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We're back, bitches. It's a Real Ass Podcast. It's a Wednesday. Hump day. Get your dicks out. Slap them on the table right now. Hold on. I'll give you a second for that. Bam. Ding. Ding. The thing is, ding. Shannon, how are you today?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fucking good. I'm very good. Very happy to have our guest in studio. Obviously, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico's here.
That's me.
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. I am the king of things, the point guard of podcasting. The original real ass dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.
I like the point guard podcast. That's pretty good.
A lot of people know that. You guys know me. You love me. But our guests, you guys know them as turncoats. You know them as traitors. You know them as an enemy of the state.
A couple of real Putins over here.
So funny that we still continue to have them
on. Putin cash in the bank since you left Gas Digital.
You're talking to a couple oligarchs over here. You better mind your P's and Q's.
Louis tried to seize my yacht.
The boys from Are You Garbage, H. Foley and Kevin Ryan are back on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, this is great. Thanks for having us.
I'm very stoned right now.
You look a little sleepy.
I'm stoned, dude. I took a bunch of dabs.
Yeah?
And then I started reading an audiobook.
Listening to an audiobook.
Don't be an asshole.
No, that's how high he is.
He's reading them. He's reading it. He's got it all printed out.
You ever smoke so much weed you can read Braille?
Doggy, I've been reading this audiobook. I started it today in the car, and I'll tell you right now, nothing puts me to sleep more than a dab in a book.
He's driving.
If you want to see me just start to fade in the morning, just fucking give me a dab, put a book in front of me, and
what is it? Green
here
eggs?
We are.
Yeah,
what are you getting into?
It's a book on jiu-jitsu.
Nice. Did you just get a new belt?
I did just get a blue
belt. You're a blue belt.
You look fresh in that picture. I saw that this morning.
Yeah.
You look fresh.
I'm very excited about that, and I needed a new audiobook. I have 12 credits on my Audible. Who could possibly read a book a month?
Yeah, but your list, it's like a pie.
Don't be an asshole. Every time I fucking come here is talking about my book collection, this asshole starts talking about how it's not real. I'm reading books.
I concur. I also got that Audible subscription. You get the fucking credits or whatever, but I mulch them like they're podcasts. 2-hour car ride, you've done half a book.
Well, what type of fucking books are 4 hours? That's crazy, dude. My thing is a 30-hour book. It's crazy.
If Lewis ever goes deaf, they slowed it down to match his reading level.
If Lewis ever goes deaf, he's going to be like, I can't read.
Doggy,
that's good. That one got me.
I just realized a couple things. With my audiobook thing, my audiobooking, I am going to now read both the Bible. And I'm going to read the dictionary.
Okay.
Why not?
Sure. Are they on there?
I guarantee it.
The dictionary? Bible, probably.
I bet you can get the dictionary.
I bet there's cool versions of the Bible with like a fun celebrity reader.
Sam Jackson.
Yeah. I bet you there's an audio version of both the Bible and the dictionary.
Wow.
And then I can say that I've read the Bible and the dictionary. That's a fucking cool.
That's a pretty cool flex.
The Bible would be cool to read.
Do you think so?
Yeah, that'd be cool to read.
Shannon, can we hear an excerpt from the Bible?
You should read the Quran as well.
Yeah, get both sides of the story.
Yeah.
Old Testament.
You got the credits, you said.
Keep your enemies close.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like Fox News and
CNN. Do your best work from the inside.
I understand. The Quran and the...
You have to truly understand the enemy.
Lewis converts.
The Jewish one is the Torah.
The Torah, yeah. Wow.
I can read all three.
There you go.
Dude, I'd be so far. Like, dude, I know all of this shit.
You should overlap all three.
At the same time, like, row, row, row your boat?
Yeah.
Just have them all going. Shannon, can you give me an excerpt from the Bible? Just an audio excerpt?
Yeah, hold on. It's just be like, boring. It keeps showing me other types of
Get something real violent. Yeah. Or real sexy.
Exodus.
Yeah, a hot.
Revelations.
Hot scene. Yeah.
Get revelations.
Did you guys do that when you went to church as a kid? Just flip through the Bible till you found something violent or sexual?
We didn't have the Bible.
The Bible
we had Bibles in like pockets in front of the pew.
No, we had prayer books.
Yeah. We had like the songs and shit like that.
You didn't have a Bible?
No, we're Catholic.
I had a Bible, I feel like. I was
we
had Catholic.
Like we got one at CCD. They gave us one for like, you know. I mean, we didn't fucking.
Well, I was raised Catholic, but it's not like we didn't have a Bible in church. You're right; it was like songbooks.
Yeah, it was a prayer book. Yeah.
But I'm saying we had Bibles. We had the Bible was our fucking thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As a Catholic,
I was like, did I miss this? Was I not supposed to be thinking?
No, I meant a physical copy
of
the Bible.
Yeah, he's saying there was one in the pew.
No, there was like a pocket behind each pew, and it would have the prayer book, the songbook, and a Bible.
Some highfalutin church over here.
Yeah, no Bible.
Cash.
I found it.
Yeah, let's see. And also, can you figure out and see if somebody already put together some sort of BuzzFeed list on this, the most jerkable excerpts from the Bible.
Okay.
Which is the hottest ones.
This is narrated by James Earl Jones.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. That's pretty good. Matthew.
Jesus, I am your father.
And passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith,
said
to the sick of the palsy, son,
wait a minute, pause it.
Be of good cheer.
Is palsy tarred?
No, cerebral palsy.
Cerebral palsy.
I always get those confused.
Like the nerve. It's like nerve damage, isn't it?
But hold on. In Jesus times,
there might have been a broader classification.
I am assuming somebody got cerebral palsy in Jesus times. So like, this guy's been touched by the devil. We got
to
kill him.
Yeah.
It says it refers to a man who is paralyzed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call it the palsy. All right, go ahead.
Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee.
I could go to sleep to this.
Yeah, this is good.
This isn't terrible. I could drive to this.
Mary and Joseph had a son, and they named him Simba.
Music drops.
My son works.
I liked it, dude. That was not that bad.
That was all right.
James Earl Jones.
Well, let me ask you, is there a version of the Bible?
There's several versions of the Bible.
Let me finish. Yeah. You fucking.
I know what you're thinking. Read by Gilbert Godfrey.
Ow, the Jews.
Now, is there a version of the Bible? They have to have done this. An audio version of the Bible. Completely palpable, where they tell the stories without all the whenceforth he shit. Right?
I'm sure. Oh,
where it's just
like modern day.
Yeah,
like James and his buddy went to the store to get a whore or whatever.
Yes,
I'm sure that's been done.
Yes, can we get that version, Shannon?
Narrated by Earthquake.
You motherfuckers.
I ain't never met a motherfucker named Moses.
Because if there's a modern Bible where they just fucking use our language,
that's for sure. It has had to happen. Yeah.
Because I feel like they can get more people into it. Because to be honest with you. As I was listening to that story, I was like, all right, it's just they bring a fucking dude who's all fucked up in a wheelchair to Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're like, this guy's a fucking sinning, blasphemous piece of shit. Look what God did to him. And then Jesus, we stopped it. But he was about to be like, you don't fucking know.
He's about to make that motherfucker walk again.
Yeah. No, that wasn't happening.
You don't know.
Was that
you never read the Bible. You don't know.
That's exactly what happened.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he was curing these dudes.
Yeah, he was curing these dudes.
Come over, do this.
So this is just all fake.
No, but
this never happened.
Not according to my mother.
That shit never happened. Your mother?
Lying bitch.
I won't say it. I won't say it. You know there was something in the chamber, though.
Sure, I get it.
I'm not going to disrespect Ms. Ryan.
To each their own. Miss Kelly.
Ooh.
Mrs. Kelly.
That's some trash.
Yeah.
There we go. Trash or classy. Your mom having a different last name than you.
Yeah. She's got a couple different last names.
That's trashy. Does your mom have a different last name than you?
Nah.
That's a great question for the show. If you'd use that one?
I don't know.
Mom, have a different. Write it down. You can have it. You know what? Boys, hey.
20
you know
bucks.
What?
Go ahead.
No. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure I missed it.
It was just his not too long ago.
Nice. Yeah. How old did you turn?
46.
Love it.
46.
That's a good question right there.
That's pretty good, yeah.
My favorite trashy question was me and Shaner came up with it.
Ooh. This is going to be real bad.
Ryan Shaner?
Yeah.
We got to have him back on, too. He's nuts.
Do you have a family member or friend who has fallen off a cliff or has been hit by a train?
A train's bad. You're doing the wrong. You're putting your nose where
either
it doesn't
belong. You fucked up.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
The type of death there are what are trashy deaths?
Yeah, typically an electrocution is pretty bad unless it's state sanctioned.
Obviously, if somebody is executed, that is. But like a trashy death, obviously a drug overdose is. If you have a drug overdose with an uncle or aunt,
yes.
Oh man,
yeah. That layer of the pyramid family is bad. A cousin, that's all right. You got jammed up. You made up some bad decisions.
If you have one, if your mom or dad's brother or sister overdosed on
while you were alive, within the last 365 days,
you might be trash.
Yeah, you might be
trash. Yeah.
You might be garbage.
I love it. Let's do our plugs. We have a couple fun games we're playing. We are continuing the Crack and Beaker competition here. We did not forget about it. People thought I was just going to bail on the rest of the Crack and Beaker competition. Just one of the best competitions we've ever done on the Gas Digital Network. We are down to the top four right now, so we're going to get down to the top two. And we're going to have to figure out a couple extra little challenges for them for the final two, right, Shannon? We're going to have them battle each other, but I think it should be something more than that.
What is this?
Oh, you don't even know.
Mm-mm.
So we are making our own white SoundCloud rapper.
Okay.
And he's named Crack and Beaker, and he writes songs about the Gas Digital Universe, and we had like a bunch of entries. We had it was probably like 400 or 500 people that initially submitted songs, and we broke them down to the top like 12 or 15 or whatever it was.
This has been months in the making.
Nice.
That's really fun.
Yeah, it's really great. So we're down to the top four, and these guys are fucking great. And now they're battling each other, so they've written songs about each other.
Sweet.
Which is fucking solid.
I'm in on that.
So let's do our plugs real quick, and then we have some more fun things to do here on the Real Ass Podcast. It's the Real Ass Wednesday show. Kevin Ryan, what do you got to plug?
We are on the road. Are You Garbages will be in California. We're going to be in San Francisco on April 3rd, LA April 4th. Low tickets there. And then April 6th, we're going to be...
Low ticket alert.
Then we're going to La Jolla Comedy Store outside San Diego, get those tickets. But we're also going to be in Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Detroit, Denver, all over. Get your fucking tickets.
Busy April. Come out and see
us. The live shows are a good time. It's stand-up. Me and him co-headline. Then we close out together taking garbage questions from the audience.
I love it.
It's a good time.
Very fun. Very fun. Go support these motherfuckers. Show them some skank hands when you get them.
Yeah, love the skanks.
Love them.
They're great people. Zach Amico?
Fully, you don't want to... You don't have anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. That's
it.
It's going to be the roast beef sandwich somewhere. At lunch in about 45 minutes.
Sorry, buddy. I didn't want to assume.
You guys want to get lunch after this?
Huh?
What do you lunch after this?
We were talking about it.
We just got to be done by 3. We got to do...
I got to be done by 2. I got to do skanks at 2.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, we could do
you
a lunch.
You got steakhouse cross street?
No, but I'm in.
Let's fucking go.
Cool.
Let's get crazy.
I'm in.
Breaking of the bread.
There you go. Speaking of Bible, it's the Bible.
The Bible. Hey, we got any kibble out here?
This guy. Are you garbage if you call the Bible the Bible?
I was reading the Bible the other day.
That's the version they give idiots.
Oh, man. Jesus is all over that thing. Good.
Just 2 dates. April 8th, my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, will be at the MoMA, Museum of Moving Image, here in New York City. And April 10th, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn. Come out to both.
Yeah, live stuff this weekend or next weekend. Next weekend, myself and Zach Amico will be on Long Island at Brokerage and Governors on Long Island. 2 shows, I think, just 1 each night. So come out and support that if you guys are in the Long Island area. Then April 15th and 16th, I'll be in Niagara Falls, New York with Robert Kelly and Rich Voss. That's going to be a fucking killer weekend. Please come out and support that. Also, I'll be in Chicago. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. with Big J. Okerson as well. That's not up on my website, but that's on his. More stuff coming up. My May, I know it doesn't have anything for May up. There are a couple dates coming up in May. Texas is coming up in June. California in June as well. My June is fucking packed. Soul Joel's in June.
Kids moving tickets.
Yeah, look, I'm going to be all over the place, guys. Go to lewisofskanks.com and grab tickets for all of those shows. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Subscribe to Gas Digital. If you guys love this show, you can support us directly by subscribing to the premium side of Gas Digital. That unlocks the complete on-demand library for all of the shows on the network. Thousands of hours of content that you can't find anywhere else. Just this show alone, there's over 800 episodes that aren't available on the internet besides at Gas Digital. So go there, subscribe, you get instant access to everything for free. You get a free trial, and if you like it, you pay $8 a month. It's not a big deal. What else? Anything else?
Twitch,
I said it. The thing is, ding.
October.
Oh, yeah, Skankfest. October 14th through 16th.
It's going to be wild. Mm-hmm. Tickets are I'm not even promoting it the same way I would normally promote it because it's going to sell out.
I know.
So now I feel bad promoting it. Now I feel like there's going to be some asshole for the first time listening to the show.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get somebody's tickets that's been listening to the show for the past decade. You got to go to Skankfest.
If you haven't been, it is fucking, it was probably the funnest weekend of my life.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah.
It was so much
comedians
fucking fun.
Comedians don't, they're not like, oh, it's the best comedy festival. They say it's the best weekend of my
life. Exactly. That's Oh, it's by far the best comedy festival.
The fans, they're like, this is like the best vacation you'll ever take. And Vegas is going to add a whole other spin to this.
Crazy.
It's going to be wild.
I've never been.
You never been to Vegas?
Nope.
Who knows if you'll be at Skankfest? Who knows? We'll see what happens. Skankfest is happening October 14th or 16th. The tickets go on sale April 12th. We're announcing lineups on April 12th as well. So go to skankfest.net at 12 noon Eastern and grab those tickets. They're going to sell out in minutes. We sold out 40% of the tickets in 3 minutes.
Crazy.
On the pre-sale. So,
the fans are so fucking cool.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Not a bad hotel you threw us up in down here in Texas either.
I gotta say, that might have been one of the nicer hotels I've ever stayed
in. Don't worry. In Vegas, that's not going to be the same thing. Because we got a deal.
Oh, man.
The Best Western in Reno. Everybody's on shuttle buses.
Roadway
from Reno.
The shuttle comes at 5:30 a.m. yesterday.
You're just stuck on the campgrounds for fucking 15 hours.
All right. Let's see. All right. You know what? Let's fucking, before we get into Crack and Beat, this is a segment that we came up with a few weeks ago, and it's shifted. The original segment was this. There was a list of words that came out, some sort of like BuzzFeed list or whatever, and it was words that women would know and words that men would know, mm-hmm. right? So it was supposed to be if you're
a woman.
We did this.
You won this. Oh, great.
We played this.
I think the first time you did it.
Yeah.
We've only done it once.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys did repeats already with us?
No. We've only done it once.
That was a good time.
But now we've sort of taken that concept and we've turned it on our head.
Okay.
And we have our own brand new segment where we're going to guess our own real ass words.
Yeah. All right. Those are easy.
Yes.
Now, Shannon,
man, that production level was a home run.
Shannon, will we be reading these words with our eyes or our ears?
I'm going to be feeling them with my soul.
You'll be reading them with your ears.
All right, thank you.
We actually are, to be honest with you. Don't you fucking condescend me. Condescend.
Good word. There you go.
Okay.
What was the reward for using condescend?
Okay, Shannon. What is going to be the first word?
All right, we're going to start easy. First word is homo transplant.
Homo transplant. Homo transplant.
What does homo transplant mean?
Are we guessing individually or as a team here?
No, we could just throw it out there. What do you think homo transplant means?
Well, homo is the same, right? Homo means the same.
Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence, Shannon?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to give it away. This one's the easiest one.
No, we'll use it in our own sentence.
Okay.
When the Are You Garbage left Gas Digital, they were real homo transplants.
I know exactly what it means.
Yeah, it means turncoat fags. That's what it means, dude. Homosexuals who turn their back on their friends and their podcast networks. That's what it
means. He's on fire!
It sounds like the original name for the Venus flytrap.
Look
at this fucking homo transplant.
Yeah, the transplant aspect of it. Yeah, I don't know. Moving to...
he was a straight guy who became a fucking plant. That's hilarious.
I think plant like factory.
A plant like factory.
Oh, really? That's how blue collar you are?
A homo transplant. Shannon,
I would say it's like moving something to like the same. I don't know. I can't wrap my head
around. Homo transplant. So is it sort of like reverse metamorphosis?
Is that your official guess?
Yes.
He's so not confident.
No.
Huh.
What does it mean?
I got nothing.
What does it mean?
Okay. Kevin is the closest to being correct. It's an organ or tissue removed from one individual to be transplanted into another belonging to the same species.
Oh, butt fucking.
Oh.
It was butt fucking.
Oh. So like a heart transplant would be a homo transplant.
As long as it's one human to another human.
Wow. Yeah.
Of the same gender.
No,
just homo sapien to homo sapien. Right. Canine to canine.
Okay. All right. I like it. All right. Let's go to the next one, Shannon.
Next one, chinkapin.
Chinkapin.
I know somebody used to live on Chinkapin Road. That's weird.
Shannon's trying to get us canceled.
Yeah.
That is a Pokemon we don't talk about anymore.
It's a Native American word, I believe.
It's Shane Gillis' favorite dog breed.
What is who started it's half, COVID?
It's half Chinaman, half Doberman.
Say the word again, Shan.
It's hungry for itself.
It's eating its tail.
Chinka pin.
Let's see. Chinkapin.
I always thought it was like a chipmunk, but I think that's just because my brain made it. It sounds like chinkapin.
It's a kind of monkey.
You think it's kind of monkey?
I think it's a kind of a... I think it's kind of a
bird. Capuchin. You're thinking of a capuchin.
I never heard that before.
Chinkapin.
Can
you use it in a sentence?
You've definitely heard of capuchin. Mm-mm. If you're saying chinkapin is a type of monkey, your brain is
capuchin monkey.
It's thinking capuchin somewhere. I know you.
I don't know capuchin.
You know capuchin, dude. Subconsciously,
I don't know any Putin.
It is the name of something.
It is the name of something.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Chinkapin.
All right, I'm going to go. It's the Native American word for a kind of bird. That's my guess.
Okay.
I already said it. Half Chinaman, half dog.
All right. Everyone's guesses are in. Then
a monkey.
I think it's a body of water.
Ooh.
The answer is, it is a North American chestnut tree.
It's a tree. Damn it.
Body of water was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what? Zach was actually the closest. He gets a point on that because it was something from nature.
I said bird.
Yeah, but that's like a living thing, dude.
So is a tree.
Shut up, dude.
In all fairness.
Shut up, dude.
In all fairness, I'm closer.
No, trees are closer to water than trees are closer to chipmunks.
No.
Then does Kevin get the point for the last round?
What was Kevin's answer for the last round?
He said it was like when you move one thing to a similar.
I'll give him the point. Whoever's closest, I will say, can get the point.
I'll give you that. Zach was closer than me, I think.
Body of water.
Body of
really
water
good.
Is closer to tree than fucking
for
bird.
For sure. I'll give you that.
Birds live in trees.
The chicken.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
The defense attorney's making some pretty good points over here.
Trees drink water.
All right.
So do chipmunks.
So did birds.
Oh, you know what? This is a fucking educational program if there ever was one, and this is maybe my new favorite segment we've ever done.
Chinkapin does sound like, it sounds like a river that you die in.
First time I ever smoked weed was on Chinkapin Lane. Yeah.
Tough neighborhood, huh?
The joint was really thin. It was a chinkapinner. All right, real quick, we must talk about one of our brand new sponsors. I'm very excited about this sponsor, Zach. It is Chicken Skin Snacks. That's right. Chicken Skin is an excellent way to satisfy your crunch snack craving and is a perfect alternative to carb-heavy snacks like potato chips and popcorn with zero carbs per serving.
Guys, when you get fried chicken, what's the best part? The skin.
Of course.
Do you like pork rinds? This is a very similar type crunch. Chicken Skin has 8 different flavors. My favorite, salt and vinegar, but they also got cheese, clucking hot, Jamaican jerk, salt and pepper, chili, lime, buffalo wing. I mean, guys, this is just absolutely the best. You can have it as a snack on its own. You can put it on top of a salad, or you can make chicken skin nachos if you want to be a real Zach Amico about it.
You want to be a real chicken skin savage like Zach Amico. Make those nachos. I'm going to go home and do that right now. It's chickenskin.com, C-H-I-C-K-N. SKIN.com. Use the promo code RAP20 for 20% off your order. Once again, chickenskin.com. Go snack. All right, where were we?
Shannon, let's go.
All right, next one. Spiculate.
Oh, come on, Shannon.
Thanks. I'm starting to pick up on a trend here.
When Lewis thinks.
When Lewis reads his audiobooks.
Spiculate?
Yep.
Lewis, every time they come to this podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say this.
Whenever Puerto Rican walks in.
Whenever Puerto Rican walks
in. Yeah. That's what Zach says.
I was trying to get it out. Yes, we'll sing. Yes, we'll sing.
Yes, we'll sing. Yes, we'll sing. You got me on that one, Bubba.
Well, you have speculate. Right?
Yes, but all right, so when you speculate, you're observing, you're not conjuring.
What's the word? Pontificating. You're speculating. It's about the future.
You're theory.
Speculating is nothing. It is nothing.
It's the way water comes out of a faucet.
Like
a spigot.
Like a spigot. It was speculating. The water was speculating from the
hose. It's gonna be some.
That's pretty good. Damn, you're.
I'm just gonna keep guessing
smart.
Water. I'm just gonna keep guessing
keep
water.
Guessing bodies of water.
Speculate.
I'm gonna keep
speculate.
Saying water until one of them sticks.
It's a Puerto Rican above ground pool.
Are you sure it's not a speculate?
Can you use
like,
it?
It's like, is it a noun? What? Give us like the. You
give
know.
Me something.
Shannon's so tough with these.
Hold on. Let me pull it back up. Okay. It is a. I don't know. It doesn't say.
It can.
Oh, adjective.
It's an adjective.
He was speculate. That doesn't
speculate.
Make any sense.
Speculate.
He was speculate. Maybe. Maybe it's speculate.
Having a shit like complexion.
He was speculate.
Running off at the mouth. He was speculating.
All right. What is it, Shannon?
I'm guessing. Covered with or having spicules, which are little spikes.
Shit like complexion.
Spikeless.
Shit like complexion. It was skin. It was skin. I was the closest.
There was spikes.
Hold on.
Spikes.
Nobody said anything about skin. I was the only
I'll
one.
I'll give you were closest.
Sure.
You said covered. I'll give you, you did say, yeah.
The word covered was.
Let him have it.
I have a point. You have a point. Zach has a point. Somebody.
Fuck.
Big man's got to get on the
Come
board.
Come on, Shannon.
Give him sandwich.
How about cheeseburger? Deep dish pizza.
All right, ready? Galley nipper.
Woo!
She got me in my galley nipper.
Galley nipper.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it. A galley nipper would be a mouse that lives in the hull of a pirate ship.
Ooh.
Get the fuck
That's
out
a galley
here.
Nipper. That's a running around, guess. Eating, biting.
Fucking galley nipper.
What, Shannon, is it a noun, a verb? What
it's
is it?
It's a noun.
It's a noun, a galley nipper.
I want to say something nautical as well.
I think it's what Scottish people call Jews. Oh, the galley nipper. That was Irish.
Hey, it's goddamn galley nippers.
He's a galley nipper.
I think it's somebody who cleans the outside of the bottom of a boat.
It does sound like boat.
Galley. Galleys are in a boat.
Kitchen hand. Kitchen hand. Somebody who works in a kitchen.
That's pretty good.
Whoa. I didn't get my official fucking vote yet, Shannon. Relax.
He's going to $1 you.
It is a boat. It's obviously a boat. What does a nipper do? A galley nipper. A galley nipper. He's a galley nipper. He's a guy who. He's a guy at the end of the day at the boat. He shuts off all the lights on the boat. It's his job to make sure that all the lights are fucking nipped out.
You better turn those lights off, goddammit.
Goddamn galley nipper.
Get Shannon.
I think no one wins this one.
No, somebody wins. Somebody's closest.
It's a large biting mosquito.
What?
That's fuck. Gotta go to me. I did
he
say
had a,
animal.
A living creature, yeah.
Yep.
What did you say?
I said a mouse that lives in the hole of the ship as a Hail Mary. And it hit. cherry, baby.
It's
these
a mosquito.
Stick.
Wow.
Mosquito.
Dude. Shit. All right, do we have one more?
Yeah, I have one
this
more.
This is a good time.
Niggered.
Come on, Shannon.
Jesus, Shannon.
Niggered.
I got Disney checks coming in. What are you doing?
Can you spell it?
Yeah, N-I-G-G-A-R-D.
Yeah, it's like cheap.
Say
yeah,
it, say it like, one more time.
Like... Is that the sister website to Blacked?
It's not a bad website.
Niggered.
Jesus.
Shannon.
Someone asked me to say it again. Zach did it.
It's cheap.
Is it a black guy in past tense? A black guy yesterday?
I think it is cheap, like the textbook definition.
Yeah.
What is it, Shannon?
All your guesses are in?
Wait, my, yeah, my mine's a black guy from the past.
Okay. Foley?
I don't know. 3-point shot? I don't
know. A really cool guy I want to be friends with.
Go ahead, Shannon.
It is,
something my girlfriend did on vacation.
It's a stingy or ungenerous person.
Wow.
I think Zach gets it right.
Zach
he said
gets
it first.
That one.
Niggardly. Yes. Yes. All right.
So it's tied now between Zach and Kevin. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, of course.
It's between Kevin and Zach, though.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Ooh.
Well, we can chime in. Fine.
Yeah, we can. You can be our lifelines.
Awesome.
Yeah. Fine. I'll be on your team.
Okay. I get the loser. This guy doesn't have a point. He's on my team.
Zach, we got this.
This guy's.
I don't read too good.
I don't listen well either.
Whoresin.
Whoresin?
Yep.
Whoreson.
Can you spell it?
Yep. Whoreson. Whoreson.
Whoreson.
Noun,
me?
Verb?
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
It's a noun.
A whoreson.
A whoreson.
A whoreson.
Hmm.
A whoreson. I think it's a type of clothing, Zach.
Really?
I think it's the type of clothing that you would.
A whoreson jacket?
A horse in a jacket would be funny. It's like a leather jacket.
Smoking a cig.
It's fucking horses.
Whoreson. I gotta be honest, I got nothing.
I want to go something like on a molecular level.
Yeah, do that, because that's for sure not right. No, definitely
dude,
do
I
that.
I think it's like it's something to do with fashion, dude.
You know what? I will trust you, Lewis, because you are my shepherd.
I think it's like something like, I don't know, dude. So, oh, fuck.
I think it's a type of a word a tailor would use.
A horsen?
Yeah.
A horsen. I think it's something to do with shoes. That's my guess. Zach.
I'm going to say something to do with farm animals.
A horsen.
A horse and carriage. You're thinking, he's thinking too
No,
literally.
I'm thinking like the rain. I don't know. I'm thinking like a buckle. Something a with horsen. A buckle. I'm going to say something to do with farm animals.
Okay. The answer is an unpleasant or greatly disliked person.
It is you.
It was Lewis this whole time. That's this thing's rigged.
Wait, wait. Yes.
Did they win? No, I call it even because you guessed the farm thing and I guessed the fashion thing.
One more. Yeah. One more. Do one more.
Do one more, Shannon.
Okay. Okay. This is maybe an easier one because I have heard this word before. Homozygous.
Homozygous.
H-O-M-O-Z-Y-G-O-U-S.
Homozygous.
Of the same ideology.
I want to say of the same genetics.
I'm going to say a gay zebra.
A male hey boys.
Zebra who fucks other male zebras in their asses.
I believe
or is there known in the wild a fruit stripe?
Shannon, similar or like-minded people.
So I think Kevin's going to get this one.
No.
It's having two identical alleles of a particular gene or genes.
Jesus. Damn, so I got that genetics. Pretty right on the fucking yeah, right. Schnoz.
Okay. Kevin wins.
Okay. Where the fuck excellent did you work find these words?
The dictionary?
I listened to the dictionary on my way in.
They all began with yeah. A for some reason.
Pulling bong hits on the way in.
Mm. We do dabs, bro.
All right, let's fucking, let's talk about Crack and Miko here. It's been quite the competition.
Just so I understand, I'm sorry, so I understand. This is like the battle of the bands you do, but for...
Just
we're making our own
rappers.
SoundCloud
rapper.
Fucking in.
Our own white SoundCloud rapper.
All right, cool.
Okay, they have to live the life. So Crack and Miko...
They have to live the life.
Yeah, if you don't know, they got face tattoos.
And then you're going to rename them Crack and Miko?
Yeah. There's a whole identity. We give them a $1,000 recording contract with Gas Digital Records.
Nice.
We're releasing their album. They're going to be the soundtrack to this podcast, like the music
sick
before it, after it, we take breaks. It's all their music and they're going to perform at Skankfest.
And they've sent in demos.
They sent in original songs. They've been making songs and they've all gotten to this point. And now we're to the top four.
Nice.
And these guys, they show their lifestyles, but you understand something about Crack and Miko. It's like, he's got to fucking be dangerous, dude. He's got to have guns.
Yeah.
Gold teeth, face tattoos.
Not those
bitches.
Island boy pussies.
No. Crack and Miko will fucking...
Yeah, he's got to be about that life.
But
yeah.
He's actually really about that life.
He's got to be about that life.
He does drugs, like hard drugs. Okay. Scissorp.
Mm-hmm.
Scissorp.
Has anybody ever called you Snack and Miko?
Yeah, I've gotten that one before.
All right. So what are we doing here, Shannon? Give us some...
Okay, so first up, the first pairing is Real Ass Wigga versus Stewart.
Real Ass Wigga versus Stewart.
So we're going to play Real Ass Wigga first.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, stupid ass bitch. This shit too easy, goddamn. Corny ass
pause it.
Bitch.
Pause it. Stewart's
like
from England.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Oh, Stewart's from England, so this is his diss at him?
He's battling
yes!
Stewart.
Yes.
I love
bitch
it already.
That's great.
I love it already. So yes, he's starting off pretty fucking hardcore parkour. I'm loving it. Yeah.
It's crack. Migo. 1776, Georgie pulled up with a stick. Like, boy, get the fuck on my dick. Bodies on bodies gon' drop when I walk, and I'm fucking his wife, and I'm beating his kid, and I'm killing his mama and fucking his daddy. Pull up with the Glock, and he going outside. Lit up his whole block, got the Red Coast mad. You know everybody British, I'm motherfucking faggot. That's my God, bitch.
God.
Fuck England, yeah. And the quickest
suck my dick for fucking man. Just take crumpets in my penis. Love what you eat if you're from England.
Holy shit.
Let me get the record straight. How many times I'ma show I'm the real Crack Amico when you won't even show your face? Woo. This is not up for debate. Put me on a Vegas stage. Steal the show like I'm a thief. You got a mask to conceal everything but them ugly motherfucking teeth. Woo. Twitter acting like he me. Gee, little buddy. The streets ain't safe. Come see, little buddy. Thotty with a body and Roberto Cavalli. I'm popping a shotty at every bit of sea, little buddy. Never back down. That's a common anomaly. Ain't nobody faster, man. I'm at the top of velocity. Honestly, I'm astonishing and probably promising dominance. So Stewie's mommy till she's hopping them wobbly. Six. Georgie pulled up with a stick. Like, boy, get the fuck on my dick. Bodies on bodies gonna drop when I walk. And I'm fucking his wife and I'm beating his kid. And I'm killing his mama and fucking his daddy. With episode black, got the red coast mad. You know everybody British, a motherfucking faggot. This on God, bitch. British office wasn't funny.
Let's fucking go.
Faggot bitch ass England.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Dude.
Fuck.
That might be
England.
The greatest song I've ever heard in my life.
So the British funny. Office. The British office killed me.
He's peeing on the flag.
He's peeing
pissing on a British flag. Oh.
Damn, that was really fucking good. That sounds like a real. I wasn't expecting this level
he's
of.
Burning the British flag. Wow.
Somebody send that to Bisping.
Come on, Zach.
Man. Wow.
Wow.
That was so fucking
wow. That is good. That's going to be really hard to follow.
My mind is fucking blown.
Have they been that good?
Yeah, they've
that's
been good.
That's been fucking.
They've
that
been
was,
good.
That but sounds that, like he, a real.
I will tell you right now.
Rapper.
He leveled up.
Yeah. That was insanely
up.
Funny.
What was his name?
Real Ass Wigga.
That was Real Ass Wigga.
Damn,
well,
that was
maybe
really
it's Crack Amico.
Maybe
it's
Crack Amico.
Hey, if I get a say, that's Crack Amico, baby.
Dog, he comes with guns in every video.
That was really funny and really well done.
Yeah. I like the computer desk. That was
I'm my mind is blown. I'm gonna be
yeah,
saying
dude, fish and chips, tea and crumpets in my dick is a list of what English people eat. That was so funny.
It was awesome, dude. I mean, honestly, everything from the lyrics
that kid's
to the
really
video,
fucking talented.
Very talented. He's fucking great, dude. Real Ass Wigga, maybe Crack Amico. Let's see what Stu has to say to that. Stewie is from England. He's the only international Crack Amico competitor that's still left in this competition. And we had people from all over the world.
Damn. This is sick.
Was once a thug from around the way.
Taking your life was real.
Easy.
Taking your life was real.
Easy.
Yeah. You were a real ass wigger, now you're a real ass hoe. I'm the real ass winner, you're in a deep dark hole. Yeah. I told you that I ain't lying, it's just a matter of time before I left you dead, bitch. This is crack on crack crime.
Crime.
Piss on your grave and then blaze a split. You're dead now, it's way too late to make a wish. Say hi to Lewis's mom, dad, and last
like
got bars, but a switch. One grave, two bodies, that's you and Acumental. You look like a cross between Maddie Smith and Stifler's nephew. And your girl's giving me head too. As soon as I'm finished, then she'll be dead too.
Hush now.
Daddy's here, not the real one, he left you. Only time your mum text you is when they wrenched you.
Hey.
Had to fucking end you, I got something to attend to. Hey. So I'll ram your girl until she's beat like the Bengals. Oh, you forgot that I'm toxic. I smash your bitch until her pussy looks like Hamzat's toddling.
Hey.
Or in a fucking dropkick, Murphy's mosh pit. Turn all the into a I'll kidnap your ugly dog as snap her neck. Yeah, I'm talking about your mom, but your pet is next. They ask me, are you
peed
gone?
On him too.
The answer is yes. When they enter this rap battle, then the answer is death. You got my songs on repeat, cause you secretly wanna be me, but you're way beneath me, Ray, you'll never beat me. You're a beady-eyed, freaky looking creepy cunt in a black beanie hat. Battle me, you got greedy, but for me, this is really
easy. Damn, wow.
Taking your life was real.
Easy.
Is that it, Shannon?
Yeah, it's like 6 seconds left.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's great.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I feel like
great.
You should have played those in the reverse order because I feel bad.
That
actually,
like,
Stuart asked me to play his second.
He wanted to be second.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here's the deal. Look, Stewart fucking killed it in this competition the whole time.
That was great. That was even, that was 10 times better than what I thought we were going to
see. It was great, and the fucking video was great, and it was creative.
That guy dressed, that guy having his head.
Him having his head.
Was really good.
It was awesome, but yeah. I gotta say, Realized Wigger came so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he came to fucking play.
The song was fucking, like, every song that Realized Wigger's come with so far has been fucking really, really, really good. And it sounds like Crack Amico. And I think he was just a step above Stewart. And Stewart's awesome. I met Stewart in England. He's the fucking man, dude. He's a very talented rapper. But yeah, we're gonna have to say Realized Wigger's moving on to the finals of the Crack Amico competition, folks.
Great job.
Great job, both.
Incredible for both of them. Honestly, you can't get any better. So let's see. We have two more competitors that are battling in this round.
So next is Cam Groves versus Acumental.
I mean, both of these guys are fucking murderers.
Yeah.
Murderers. I'm excited. Cam Groves first.
Yeah.
First of all, the videos.
The videos are great.
Are fucking
fake.
They're
all killing it.
What was the turnaround time on this? They have to do a new one every...
They had a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I give them like a little over a week and a half.
Okay. That's pretty good.
So I was supposed to battle Acumental, but then this little British twat keeps saying my name online, saying he wants to battle me, calling me out. And the truth is, I fucking hate British rap. You know what I mean? So here we go. If I say it, then I mean it, yo, I've been cracked. You look like a penis with a chin strap. I'll take a shit on Great Britain. Listen, you's about to get dunked on like Blake Griffin. It's Crack Amico, keep it raw like it's tartar. You's a bitch-ass wanker with a hard R. British motherfucker, you can suck my D. And all you motherfuckers got some fucked up teeth. I'ma hop up on a plane just to teach your mom a lesson. Next time, keep my name out the fucking comment section. Check it, I'm a vet. The way I send them bars, I'm like David Tell. You're like Brendan Schaub in fashion. When I hear British rap, I'm offended. I'm from the East Coast where rap was invented. I love the Palmer Squares and I'm getting they back. If you ain't better than me, you ain't better than that. You fucking wanker.
Fuck out.
Goddamn fucking twat. Say my name again. Act like you can rap better than me. Hell no.
I'm British. Am I gay?
Piece of shit.
The wig's great.
I mean,
that was really good.
It was really good. My only problem.
15 seconds left. Let's just finish just in case.
Yeah, I mean, my only problem is that he didn't do the assignment, which was to battle Acumental.
Yeah, I feel like he
already
maybe
did that. Here's what I think happened. He already responded to the British guy because the British guy wrote a whole other fucking. He just submitted.
Stewart?
Yeah, Stewart wrote a song trashing him, and I didn't put them against each other in this round specifically because I wanted to see something new. And I feel like he had already written that song, and he submitted that versus battling Acumental.
Or that he truly felt like he couldn't beat Acumental. He's like, let me just go down swinging against Stewart, who keeps coming
out. Maybe. I mean, look, Acumental would have to, right now, he would have to literally just pull his asshole out and take a shit on a plate in order to not win this round. And that's not a knock on him. That's not a knock on Cam Groves. Cam Groves is fucking talented as shit. He's been killing this whole time. But he did not do the assignment.
But could one argue it's very Crack Amico to say, fuck the assignment.
That is true.
I'm taking shots at anybody,
hey, look,
at someone else.
I can be
as
convinced.
A real ass dude.
I
yeah,
can be
Crack
convinced.
Amico can't be controlled.
I know.
That's
you're trying to put Crack Amico in a box here.
That's also true. But I will just say, and then, I mean, to be honest with you, it almost, because Realized Wigger's trashing of Stu
if
was so good.
If you're comparing the two, yeah.
It also just didn't, like, it
if, didn't
if
live
we
up
did,
to
if
what?
If we didn't just listen to fucking a really great song, a really long, well-thought-out produced video, just completely dismantling Stewart and British people, then it would have also probably hit a little bit harder as well. Yeah, so I'm just being honest.
I agree.
I have to be honest. I have to be real ass myself. You know what? Let's get real ass. Ladies and gentlemen. Let's get real ass. It's time to get real ass. My producers do nothing. I got to keep it real ass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And those are all the facts that we have to put out there. Okay? So right now, I'm saying it's not a foregone conclusion that Cam Groves is not moving on. But I'll tell you right now, It is.
It's the other guys to
it's
lose.
Acumental to lose. Now, Acumental is part of the Palmer Squares, who have performed at two Skankfests now.
Oh, I met those dudes.
They're awesome, dude.
Yeah, they're great.
They're fucking
What? Those two guys?
Yeah, talented as fuck.
Damn, they were fucking hot.
So, yeah, let's see what they submitted.
British Crack Amico, you did so much research on me that I'm flattered. Makes me feel like my dreams and ideas really matter.
Wait, pause it. Is everyone like just going
yeah,
after the British
Stewart?
Crack? No way.
Good lord, mate.
If he also...
I mean, they are white rappers. Hey, they don't really know. They can't follow direction that
Chip,
well.
Chip, I was just playing. I thought we were all friends.
You're good, mate.
Go ahead.
Pick of the litter at the peak of a ladder. You reminded me how much I have achieved as a rapper. But now I'm beefing with some queef who hides his face with a mask. So British crack getting served up, bangers and mash. Get raped in the ass when I take you to task. Man, you swerved in my lane. Now brace for the crash. I gotta say, you look real cool chopping lines on a plate. Was that flour all purpose? What you trying to bake? Oh, I get it. You tried to get a slice of my cake, but your whole style is fake, so I filed a complaint. By the way, your mom is a whorish monster. She won the best supporting
well,
Oscar for playing a more obnoxious Boris Johnson. Fat as 40 oxen, 40 cocks in her ass, having a sloppy orgy with the Hornets roster. But anyway, you said I look like David Blaine and forgot all the others. What about French Montana and the Property Brothers? I'm not impressed. Now let me show you how professionals do. But first, want to hear my impression of you? Oh, bloody piece, buggering bollocks. You're a bloody wanker and your bird is a trollop. Oh, piece off, bollocks and bugger. I'm smoking this fag, then I'm shagging his mother. She's a slag and a scrubber, no rubber when she's snogging me nobber. That's what you sound like. You make me not want to speak the English language. British crack Amico, he's a gay bitch. Penis shape fits in the anus. Ignoramus. How else can I convey this? His nickname is Greg Louganis, the lamest. Not a chance in hell he's getting famous. Frickin' brainless. And if he wins, well, all wish his plane hits the pavement before it gets to Vegas. Quick and painless. Or better yet, really painful. Total agony, I don't care. This dude's a total fag to me. Faggotry, attracted to masculine anatomy. Can't believe he had the audacity to battle me. Another casualty, yo, I'm making a list. But no hard feelings, bruv, I'm just taking the piece. You took a big swing, well, swing and a miss. Round three strikes, you're out. Now grab a seat on a bench, bitch. Suck my barely bigger than Sagalo dick, you motherfucker. Me and Cam Groves are buddies. I bet you didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we have lunch. I hope Cam Groves wins this shit, and I hope British Crack Amico gets hit by a dump truck crossing Avenue Road or something.
Wow.
But seriously, one of these other guys needs to win. As long as it's not me, that's cool. I can't be Crack Amico.
I know
I
you
already have a better rap career than Crack Amico will have.
That's not
this
true.
It's embarrassing that I'm participating.
Starting beef already. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So, look, here's the deal. All right. So, Acumenal and Cam are boys, and they decided to trash the British.
Yeah. Just show. Yeah. They both flexed. They turned into a tag team match.
All right. Look, here's the deal. I mean, Acumenal, I feel like he just threw in the towel and said he's not in it. So by default, Cam Groves wins. And I'll tell you right now, I think Cam Groves might have won anyway. Even though, everything that Acumenal did there was incredible. I love him rapping as the British guy. That was fucking incredible.
No music, though. That's what threw me
off. Music threw me off a little bit. Yeah. I think that Cam put a little bit more into that side of it. And so I probably would have chosen him anyway. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it was close. Yeah.
It was close. Yeah. Either way, ladies and gentlemen, the finals.
Damn.
Cam Groves and Real Ass Wigga. This is a big fucking deal, folks.
He's on fire.
That's what's up, nigga.
Shit. This is a big deal.
I like Real Ass.
I'm excited to see these two go against each other.
So am I. What are we going to do? We're going to have them battle each other, but should it be
live?
I don't know how we're going to do it.
Yeah, because the whole Zoom thing is just going to be weird. I feel like it's not going to translate well. Would it be bad to do like another round of the diss track?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's think about that, Shannon. We're gonna have finals, and it's going to happen in the next week or so. Okay? We will name Crack Amico, and you guys will watch Crack Amico perform his first feature-length album, Crack Is Whack, at Skankfest in Vegas. It's going to be wild, dude.
That's sick.
What if we do one more diss track challenge and then have the fans vote for the winner?
Maybe. I'm thinking maybe they should do a fucking... Not just a diss track, but like an entire.
Yeah, I think you should see which one can write a hit.
Yeah, I think it should be a hit.
Summer hit.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, this is what you do. You do
a hit's good.
A hit. They each have to write their own song, not based on the other person.
Yeah.
Their own hit, which
they did originally. I mean, the music they did originally. Why don't you show the original real quick, just for the RU Garbage Boys, the original songs that Cam Groves and that Real Ass Wigga submitted to even get into this competition, Shannon.
Okay, so Cam.
I think that's great. A summer hit is great. It's got to have a great hook.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's got to be catchy. By the way, maybe a dance.
I'm singing "Fuck England" all this summer. I don't know what you guys, but that's no matter what way we want to slice it, that is a summer fucking
banger,
hit.
Dude.
That's a banger.
That's 4th of July right there.
We're gonna have Nana fucking dropping it like it's hot at the barbecue. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Shannon.
So Cam Groves' first one is just the MP3. So I'll play that for you.
Yeah, please.
Yo, it's Cam Groves, a.k.a. Crack Amico. Check it. Crack Amico, motherfucker, your man is sick, trying to make it big.
How big?
Shannon's tits and bars make these fools look pitiful. Took Gas Digital, it's tatted on my physical. On a mission, stay fluent with raps. I'll turn the whole competition into Lewis's dad. And anyone can get it when you fooling with crack. Whether you white, Puerto Rican, Asian, Jewish, or black. Yo, it's Crack Amico. Now pass the pre-roll, quick to slap a cheap pole if she's lacking.
All right, let's see the other one for a second, Shannon.
That was great.
Damn, that's really good.
They're so catchy. I love
it. What a good idea.
It's fucking fun. Shannon, let's go to the other one real quick. These are the two finalists right now. We want to see one more track out of them, one more summer hit. It's
Summer
Cam
Hits
Groves
good.
Versus Real Ass Wigga. And by the way, guys, when the winner, I will lend my rapping skills, like how The Rock did a track on.
You'll do a verse.
Feature?
You'll get a feature.
I'll do a feature on the album when we with the winner.
Really?
Because you know how The Rock, he was on Tech N9ne's song.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah. So I'll do my own.
Can you rap at all?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely, I can.
No. Were you in a band in high school?
I was in a band. Oh, I played drums.
Oh, that's right.
Hell yeah.
Here's a Real Ass Wigga's video.
Staple Dallas to my tits, bitch, I'm Crack Amico. Rattlesnake, Louis J, repping Puerto Rico. We got hella bad bitches and they like deep, though. But I still suck a dick, bitch, I'm Crack Amico. Man sober, give me hella head like I'm Dan Soder. I'm a spook show, feel me crossing over. Me and Louis about to rape Joe Rogan. Stick together like we Siamese, we can jump his ass, he only 5'3". Had that pussy hooked up to an IV, like we Shane Gillis and he Chinese. I'm on my knees, head steady bobbing, I stay politicking. I'm part of the problem. The boys out in Texas like Howdy and Roddy. Blast off in the Audi like Batman and Robin. Feel like Big J with a gun up in the butt. I raped that bitch, she a motherfucker slut. My dad got stabbed in the motherfucking gut. These dead porn stars gonna make me nut. Dollars to my tits, bitch, I'm cracking.
All right, we got it. I mean, come on.
Ass is tough.
They're killers.
A summer hit will be dope.
They're killers. They're killers, guys. Very excited to see where this all goes. Real Ass Podcast Contest.
Yeah.
Summer Contest, Shannon. We need a new contest coming up soon.
Yep.
Yeah, we gotta fill some content.
Dude, I love our contests.
We have the art contest is currently underway.
Oh, there is an art contest.
Yes.
What is the art contest again?
Send in their art for you. I don't know that a prize was ever actually determined.
The prize was that I choose their art to be featured in my home.
Right.
Yeah, send me art, doggy. Get to drawing.
Nothing pastoral, though. In true traitor fashion, we'll be launching our own contest.
Yeah,
yeah,
we
I'm
have
sure
to.
You will. Now
fucking white rappers rapping
Are You Garbage songs,
yeah,
right?
Sure. Country songs. We're looking for country singers.
Wow. All right, let's...
We have to do that now. Just to make Lewis mad. We have to. It's Real Ass.
All right, real quick, we must take a moment and talk to responsible adults who are over the age of 21 years old, living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, which is most of them. If you guys want to get high legally and cheaper than regular weed, well, guess what? Yo Delta has you covered with amazing gummies and vape pens delivered right to your door.
Absolutely. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We tested them out for you, and they work. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. Well, at YoDelta.com, you can get a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I will personally tell you, the Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, right now, just go to YoDelta.com, YoDelta.com. It's our official Delta 8 sponsor. And if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off. Use that promo code, save 25%, have Delta 8 delivered right to your door. Okay, where were we? Let's go to Does It Live or Does It Die? Ladies and gentlemen, time for another edition of Does It Live or Does It Die?
Does it live or does it die?
Okay, right. So I do not have a video for this one, but I have a little bit of a story, and then you guys can guess how many lived, how many died.
Okay, I like it.
Okay, so there were 6 West Point spring breakers that OD'd on fentanyl-laced cocaine in Florida.
This is an SAT question?
Tommy did 2 bumps, Sally did 3.
If a whore does a bump on a Daytona beach.
If Luis J. Gomez is taking ketamine on a train going to Sal Volcano's wedding.
Eating 4 apples.
Going 75 miles per hour. How much?
And what city does he pass out in?
Another piece of information.
How many people will contact the conductor and let them know that there's a Puerto Rican actually doing ketamine on a train on his way to Sal Volcano's wedding? Anyway, good.
The other piece of information before you guess how many lived and died is that only 4 of the 6 students used the laced cocaine. 2 of the others got sick after giving mouth to mouth to the initial overdose victims.
Jesus Christ.
I saw that.
Yeah. And they
how fucking strong is this shit?
Yeah, it's crazy. They were all in their 20s, men, all going to West Point.
And they gave each other mouth to mouth?
2 of them did.
Yeah,
did I need some sort of homo drop? Do we have that?
Notorious!
There we go. Right. Thank you. Can I have that on my board as well, just in case I need to ever call somebody gay?
I mean, that's got to be a bag
remember
of
fentanyl. I was a kid. I remember thinking about that. Like,
what?
Because I'm turning 40 in a couple weeks, and the idea of mouth to mouth.
Does that make you gay?
Was gay. Like, I remember just thinking, like, just having a struggle when I was a kid, like, would I give another dude mouth to mouth? And the answer was a resounding no.
Still is for me.
I would not. I'm not.
I would 100%.
Yeah, when I'm awake. Just make a move on get off of me.
Would you just do a baby?
Yeah.
What if it turned you on? What happens if in that moment you realize...
You turn yourself in afterwards.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, listen, dude.
Save a life, turn myself in.
Fucking got turned on by
officer,
mouth.
Good news, bad news.
Good news is the baby's alive. Bad news is I'm a freak.
Good news is baby's alive. Bad news, I've never felt more alive.
I'm hard as a rock down here.
So 4 of them took cocaine. 2 of them gave mouth to mouth.
Yes.
How many are dead?
That's fucking
all
crazy.
All 6 of them.
That it would affect somebody from mouth to mouth. What are these? What the fuck's wrong with these guys?
It can't be all 6 because how would we know?
True. Wow. I'm still saying all 6.
Wow, it's like that. There was that
His
old
mother was the doctor.
That old riddle. That old riddle where it's like a man has a dream that a lion is chasing him, and in his sleep he has a heart attack and dies. What's wrong with this story?
How do you know what the dream is?
How would you know what the fucking
pretty good.
Put that in your audio book.
What about this real quick? Father and his son get into a car accident. The father is one of the most world-renowned surgeons. Father dies.
I just did this one.
Father dies. Kid needs emergency surgery. Doctor walks in to perform surgery and says, I can't perform on this child. He's my son. Who's the doctor?
Well, you just said he says, so you really misled.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You said he says. We're on audio platform.
God damn it.
I hear you say that.
I still don't get it.
It's the mom.
Gay the doctor's
dads.
Gay. He's got a gay dad. Gay doctor dads.
Two dads. All right. Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Notorious?
Yeah, I fucked it up.
I thought God Notorious. Came into play at some point.
I know the answer to this, though.
It's always they're gay. The answer to almost every riddle will be they're gay.
Yeah, you wouldn't give mouth to mouth on somebody to save somebody's life? They'd be in your debt forever. You put the screws to them.
That's the only reason he would save a life is to then call in favors.
Check the wallet first. See what kind of credit cards they got.
Yeah, I mean, I would obviously give somebody mouth to mouth. I don't know what to do, though. Don't they say don't do it anymore?
Well, I think it's stopped. Or
did they
I think it's more chest compressions
now. Yeah, because people were breaking people's sternums.
Yeah, it's something. I forget.
I have no idea.
They don't teach it anymore. They don't teach mouth to mouth. They just teach compressions.
Oh, they just teach compressions.
Yeah, because when I learned to do it, it was like 15 years ago, they said this is the last time that we're teaching mouth to mouth.
Jen, do mouth to mouth on me right now.
I don't remember how.
Yeah, you do.
It's too long ago.
We do compressions on my
No, because you
balls?
Were able, you were willing to let me die, so I'm not going to even try to face
you. Jen, I would have done mouth to mouth on you, and I would have fucking.
But you didn't.
Why did Shannon almost die?
Yep.
Yeah, she almost drowned.
And oh, yeah,
no
I remember
one did
that.
Anything about it.
I'd
almost do it. Shannon, I had a moment to think, and in that moment I thought
I
of how
died.
Fast those Jamaicans were coming in to save you.
Oh, really? You got saved by a bunch of Jamaican dudes?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Damn. It's like one of my videos.
They dragged her like a fucking dog dragging a big stick out of the water.
They didn't just take my like head out of the water. They just dragged me underwater.
What?
You're here now.
Is that the waterfall, right?
That cliff diving.
Yeah.
I have a baby, and I was supposed to learn baby CPR. The whole time.
Yeah. My aunt saved my cousin one time. We were out to dinner. She started choking. She was maybe like 3 or 4. It's the craziest shit I ever saw.
What was she choking on? Come on, boys. Easy. Easy, boys. Fucking scumbags. A baby we're talking about. Go ahead.
She grabbed her, fucking held her up, and fucking started smacking her back, doing baby the Heimlich. Fucking saved her.
My dad did it one time for my little brother. It was real rough to the point where, like, I panicked. He was got a Pepperidge Farm goldfish stuck in there.
That's
and he was
garbage.
Smacked.
To the point where you panicked? No, you should panic when your brother's choking to death.
Yeah, I'm saying that's why I was panicking. I didn't know what to do.
I know, but you sort of said it like you were like, to the point where even I panicked. Like, normally if your brother was choking, like, you'd be calm, cool, and collected.
I'm fucking cold as ice over here. Your problem, yeah, man.
They were my goldfish,
you just take
so
the
I was
goldfish
happy.
Back.
I mean, I would feel like.
But he had to go into his mouth and, like, fucking pull it out. He pulled his, like, went in with his, like you would with a dog, like fucking hooked out a fucking goldfish.
I there's a thing they advertise it on like Facebook sometimes and Instagram, and it essentially it's essentially a plunger that you attach to your baby's face and you go and it pulls out whatever's stuck.
Clear out the trap in there.
Like Ace Ventura.
It's a real product, dude.
Damn.
And in the advertisements of the product, it's kind of it's pretty funny to me. It's like 137 children saved. Like they're counting like the amount of
times it's been
used, but it's like not that many.
Sure, it's
but
not enough to brag about.
You're like. I mean, I guess if you have to use it, I mean,
500 suffocated to death. We saved 134.
But yeah, that's
did
like
you just fuck a child and need to extract the evidence.
Works good on the butt too.
Yeah, my son. One time, my son, when he was like maybe 6 months old, just sort of choking on like his spit or something. I don't know what it was, but it was just like he starts going. And then he turned bright purple in the face.
I would have freaked the fuck out.
I mean, dude, just...
Makes me so nervous.
I had no idea. I was just like, I froze. I was like, I don't know what to do. My buddy's called 911 real quick. And it felt like he was like bright purple for like a minute. Mm-hmm. And he was probably bright purple for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then he like cleared his passageway or whatever. But at that point, the 911 had already been called. And they had to come. They had to take him.
You had to pay, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What did that cost you?
I don't remember. We had insurance for him. But
shit ain't cheap.
You just don't want to have to bring a baby to the hospital for fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Some new parent shit.
I say 5 of them died.
Oh.
I say...
I'll say 6.
I'm going to say 2. I'm going to say 1 of the people that are administering CPR and 1 of the people doing drugs.
I'm going 3 out of 6.
How powerful is... And how much fucking fentanyl was in that if the guy giving mouth to mouth also fucking got affected by it?
Like maybe they threw up in his mouth?
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I thought like a little grant, like a little.
Yeah, but I guess if
grain
like
of
it's
it
here, if you're doing lines of it and then you're coughing.
Yeah,
you know,
they're whatever it is in there.
The spores are on your lips.
What's weird is I had an angiogram.
Angiogram, let's guess what that means. Sorry, good.
And they use fentanyl. And I kept having to ask him to fucking hit the juice because he wasn't giving me enough.
What's an angiogram?
It's when they. Take a little camera and they go in through your vein and they look at your heart.
Mm.
Fat guy shit.
That's some scary shit.
Fat guy oil change.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to a heart doctor because when I was doing jujitsu, sometimes somebody was on top of me and they would press on my chest. I would feel like a pain in my heart. And then I didn't go to the heart doctor. I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to the heart doctor.
Yeah. And then I don't just, want that bad news.
Then it stopped. And I was like, I guess that was God.
Could have been anxiety or whatever.
Whatever it was. It was just like, whatever. When people would put their hands on my chest and like push up, maybe I just wasn't used to it. Like it was, you know, probably the first 6 months that I was doing jiu-jitsu, I'd like feel a chest pain. I got scared. But yeah, dude, no way.
Yeah, go.
No way, dude.
Go and get checked out.
I just started doing blood work regularly. That's enough.
Yeah, it's a big step.
That's enough.
I've been putting that. My wife has been trying. I've been just putting it off.
How old are you now?
Blood work?
36, 35, 35, 36.
You need a colonoscopy. Get your prostate checked.
Yeah, I'll do it at some point.
That's, you got to be 45, I thought, for that.
Yeah, I think
yeah, dude, we're not old fat men. I'm sorry, dude, that you live a different life than we all live. We're out here just trying to fucking get through our daily lives.
Yeah, you guys do a couple of pods, have a couple of cigs,
cancer,
call it a day.
Do I
have
cancer? No.
Yeah. How many prunes eat in a day?
We don't live by the same
rules. I had the prostate checked.
Really?
They found a license plate.
And an old boot. They hung him upside down at the dock. Cut that's, him open.
That's my first notebook from comedy.
Look at those keys everywhere. Thanks, Doc.
How was the colonoscopy?
Colonoscopy I haven't had. I need to get one of those.
Prostate.
Just prostate little, check.
Went in like
finger up the butt.
Finger up the butt.
I might have had that.
Not from
I've had fingers in my butt, and I'm genuinely trying to remember whether or not it was from a professional doctor.
There's no way.
Or if there's ever been...
you wouldn't have it.
Some Newark 3.
She said she was a doctor.
A doctor put his finger in my butt.
I never had
I was
it.
Having hemorrhoids, I think. And then he went in there and fucking had a little...
You know, had party. A run-in with
Lucky
them.
Lou.
Little tiddlywink. Yeah.
Didn't hurt that bad.
No, because a finger's not that bad.
Yeah.
And they use a ton of fucking petroleum jelly.
Yeah, he really lubed it up. Plus, the lights were off, so he couldn't see anything. You
know. Both his hands are on either shoulder.
How many people are in here?
I also feel like your O-ring isn't as tight as it used to be back in the day.
Because I remember...
It's probably half-cocked at all times.
When I was in my...
probably slipped right in and out. You didn't even know.
Yeah, I was wearing a watch.
Left his wallet in there.
Like a two-car garage.
Oh shit, dude. As I'm getting older, I've turned a corner in my life finally where I'm not terrified of the doctor. Up until a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, going to the doctor and just getting a checkup and blood work and like it was like I would put it off
petrified.
Because I assumed the doctor was going to just give me horrible news and tell me that I'm starting to die and this is the beginning of a process of.
Did you have that when you started to be successful? That's like when, like over the past year, like we started getting some like success, and
I want to live.
Now it's all no, but like now I'm like, now is the time that I.
Now's when they take it away from you.
Yes, exactly. Oh, right. I get it for 2 months, and that's that tragic story of like
he had just started to turn things around. He was doing
finally,
really good,
and then boom, you know.
No, I think
whatever.
As I've gotten,
that's my biggest fear.
As I've gotten more into adulthood, because it's not even like I equate. My success with me acting like a normal human being.
Sure.
That's all it is. Like, I'm not successful. If I was, not even like a doctor or a lawyer, like if I was, you know, a guy who ran a landscaping business, I don't even know if you'd look at the money that I make and what I like. I don't think you'd be like, oh, wow, this guy's fucking killing it. You'd be like,
we were just having that. I'm like, we just make a salary than what we should have been making for the past decade.
It's only impressive because, like, we were like,
you start at zero.
You take this chance, you're telling fucking jokes, and you're like, oh, no, I get to, like, you know, make a little bit of cash now doing something that's pretty fucking cool. That's what's really cool about it. It's not like the fucking...
I look at this, I'm playing with house money. I'm like, if I just make this for the next 10 years, I've won.
You feel really good about it. But what happened was, as soon as I started being a little bit more of an adult, I started... I just want to, and also when I have a kid now too, it's like I just want to live. I want to live.
I start looking at my body as like a piece of machine. I'm like, it's like an old car. I'm like, I got to start taking better care of it so I'm on like the back half now.
That's exactly it. And I started looking at medicine and going to the doctor and that technology is like we have it for a reason.
Sure.
If I try to wing it and I don't start taking vitamins and don't start taking, you know, medications.
In 6 years, what's it going to be?
And that was a fucking huge maturing thing for me because I was terrified to the point where I'd have like panic attacks when I would go to the doctor. Even just for something like a simple checkup, I would get a panic attack. The doctor would come in, I would be tense. it would fuck me up. So that's something that very, very recently I started, like, now I'm like looking forward to going to the doctor again. I'm like, yeah, oh, I want to go. I want to figure out, like, let's make sure that I'm fucking.
Yeah, you've conditioned yourself to be like, I'm doing it for me. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You know what I want to know? How many dudes died?
Everyone has their answer. Yeah. None of them died.
None.
What? Nope.
Boo.
Yeah, it seems like that the paramedics got there in time. Everybody had gone outside, so like all of the bodies were just like on the front lawn. And once they realized that it was an overdose situation, they like Narcan'd all of them.
Damn.
There are a few
of
them.
What does Narcan actually do?
It reverses the effect of opiate in your system.
I heard it's a very unpleasant way to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's
wake
heard
up in a million.
I heard it's bad.
Yeah.
Plus, you just wasted $50.
Yeah. I heard you wake up going like 300 miles an hour, screaming. And you just start puking immediately.
Can we
watch a Narcan video, like somebody using Narcan and somebody who overdosed?
I'm trying to find it.
I had a buddy was doing, you know, got a bag of blow, was doing it at his friend's house, and they sat down and they were like in the basement, and then he was like, oh fuck, my buddy's friend's wife was like yelling at him or something, so he went up to, he's like, oh, I gotta go fucking deal with this, and she's like, you fucking idiot, you're just down there doing blow with your idiot friend. So my buddy's like, oh fuck this, I'm just doing the whole bag, just did the whole bag, and then fucking it was laced.
Wow.
Fucking pronounced dead when they got there, and then fucking Narcan'd him.
That's such fucking bullshit. You can't fucking trust a drug dealer. What the fuck?
It's crazy.
It's fucking bullshit.
Well, do the drug dealers even know?
No.
The guy in Florida got arrested.
But yeah, they found him. He's being held on $50,000 bail.
The guy who sold it to them. What I'm saying, does he know that it's laced?
I don't think so.
No, he just sold some.
He just got it from somebody who got it from somebody who got it from somebody.
I think it was somebody said that the cartels are lacing them so that like these that the other like their rivals go out of business.
Oh shit!
Like if I was a cartel, I would lace yours.
Yeah, I would lace somebody else's before it goes out, so that your clientele dies or like people stop buying.
So it's not just to be hilarious.
It's not just a good old fashioned fuck.
Well, I mean, like,
I can't figure out.
You hear when you know people putting razor blades in Snickers bars? It's just to be funny. They're not like they're not trying to get the rival gang's kids fucking.
Yeah, sure, it's an older bit, but it still works.
I go to play the classics.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I could be wrong, obviously.
Sure, no, but that's, I mean, that's a theory.
And I can't understand why you would put something like that in blow.
There's that theory, and then there's
well,
also
it's because
the theory.
So little of it.
Chop them up on the same table. It's not. They're not sterilizing the table before they chop it up.
Shannon, do we have any Narcan saviors?
I'm scrolling through videos. The first couple, it's like they cut
Let's
away
go
as soon top as they
on
get
the A-train.
The shot. Hold on.
I got smelling salts once. You ever get that?
It's just showing them slowly coming out.
Put them
of
on your eggs.
little old bay.
It's nothing like fun. They're just like slowly coming out of it.
Let's see, Shannon. Don't tell me. I'll tell you what's fun. I don't know fun. I'm the one who invented fun here.
Okay, here you go. Have fun.
32, one dose of Narcan administered.
Yeah, she's breathing.
She's breathing?
Yeah, I can hear her.
It's just a coat.
They got a fishing rod in the back, too. Well, he's just going down a fishing hole.
God bless him.
We got an OD down at the food mart.
I mean, I don't want to be like an asshole, but it's like, why do you even save them?
She's breathing, but unconscious.
I mean, if somebody's
your civic
fucking
duty.
If somebody's fucking
OD. You take an oath, right?
Somebody's ODing in a parking lot. Like, I just, and it's sad to say, but it's like, I don't know. Are they going to fucking.
We're going to need some help.
They might be their rock bottom. They might clean up, man.
Yeah, might turn it around.
One out of 1,000 of these people turn it around. Probably the other 999 of them.
Just
fucking,
OD another time.
Oh, just OD another time, or probably cause some sort of pain or damage in other people's lives.
Well, I think
the
fentanyl, it's a lot of weekend warriors are getting clipped. It's not like, you know.
That's not a weekend warrior.
I'm not saying that was Tuesday at fucking noon. Yeah, no. I'm just saying, like, I know a lot of people that are.
I know
like,
a lot of weekend warriors are doing it in the parking lot of the food market.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day.
But, like, you know, I mean, I think you should save everybody.
Look, I'm just saying, yes, save a weekend warrior. If there's a bunch of fucking hot, young fucking college students and they get fucked up and yes, fine. But if there's just a junkie in a fucking behind a ShopRite, you know,
sure.
Just let God take them. That's what I say.
At least get behind a Wegmans. Do it real nice.
D'Agostino's.
Oh, a little bit of cash. Hanging out by a nice dumpster.
It is sad. It is very fucking sad. Also sad, WWE legend Scott Hall dead at 63 after being taken off life support. Zach, that is, I'm sure it affects you.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, you met him, right?
I worked with him once, and then once we had booths next to each other at a con, and I didn't speak to him all day. I was busy all day, and I was sitting on the board while he was in Atlantic City, mm-hmm. and he just appeared behind me, and he was, hey, I was watching you with your fans all day. What do you do? Like, he wanted to know about me.
Yeah, it's real cool.
He was so fucking...
He's like, oime, chico.
He could have been nice. I worked with him in Nashville. Super, super cool guy. What a way to go. Like, you give your body away to this business, and what happens, he broke his hip, went in to get hip replacement, and had 3 heart attacks while he was on there.
Because of probably all the drugs.
And... Yeah, I mean, he was
juicing heavy back in the day.
Oh, no, and he was a major drug...
painkiller. A lot of these major guys get addicted to painkillers, and they destroy their bodies.
Of course.
But he couldn't have, I mean, when I saw him, he was definitely clean.
Mm-hmm.
And when we worked with him, such a fucking nice guy.
Yeah. He was the fucking man back in the day.
Big motherfucker, too.
Yeah, huge. You didn't, like, a lot of these guys, you never considered how big he was, because he wasn't, like, Diesel was so big. Mm-hmm. It was the really big guys, like the Undertaker and
Diesel.
Like,
their size was the thing.
Yeah, the thing. Yeah. King Kong Bundy, like, you know, the fucking...
You don't look at Shawn Michaels and go, that guy's 6'1".
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels, he seems like a fucking, you know, but I remember when I met Shawn Michaels, he had fucking, you know, hands.
Big gorilla hands,
fucking really, like, thick fingers. Remember, I noticed how thick his fingers were. And he had little tiny, tiny fingernails. Weirdly, like, tiny fingernails. I was really paying attention to this man's fingers.
What the fuck, dude? Hey, how you doing? Hey, what'd you say your name was?
But, like, Shawn Michaels is a big, burly dude. He was just small for the professional wrestlers. It's like when you go to an NBA game, you see a guy who's, like...
6'3", and you're like, yeah, this little bitch.
Yeah, like, Harding is fucking 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're like, dude, he looks tiny, like a little bitch, but he's fucking, massive. So, dude, it is sad, dude. I met him at the WrestleMania 10 fan festival. I got him to sign a caricature that Jerry the King Lawler drew of him. So Jerry the King Lawler was actually a pretty good, like, illustrator and artist, and he sat there like at the fan festival just drawing like caricatures of other wrestlers, like the same way in Times Square, like an old Chinese lady.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then they photocopied them, and they were giving them out to people. And I got Razor Ramon to sign, and I had that on my wall for years.
He was the coolest. Like as a kid, like that's like when I got in at that in that era.
Yeah,
and he was just like the coolest bit through the fucking toothpick, the greased up hair.
It was delightfully racist.
It was fucking.
I remember he first premiered. His premiere video was just him in like a fucking Cadillac in Miami.
Yeah,
just being like, hey, I'm a spick, man. I'm a real spick.
The funny thing about
that's what I do, man.
That's what I do. I just get women pregnant, man.
I be a Puerto Rican.
I don't work. I barely ever do anything.
Yeah, he was sick.
The whole bit was supposed to be, what if Scarface was a wrestler?
Yeah.
So he pitches the entire gimmick to Vince, and Vince just hasn't seen, like, a movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, that's fucking brilliant. Where'd you get this crazy character? And, like, just didn't. And there was a character, there's a guy named Colt Cabana that was in WWE.
Yeah.
And Vince was like, they're trying to find a new character for him. And they're like, he goes, what else do you like? And he wanted to do a stand-up comedian wrestler. It was like a Mark Maron type thing. And he goes, well, I like comedy. And Vince, this is like the last few years. Vince goes, like Jackie Gleason. He just walked in, pitched Scarface to the wrestler. Vince is like, this guy's fucking brilliant.
We got a hit. Print it.
I mean, as a little kid, though, I was a little Hispanic kid. It was like, oh, shit.
That's your idea, of course.
The guy who also had greasy hair, just like me. I really did. That was my hairstyle, by the way, when I was a little kid. I used to wet my hair, and then I used to take hair gel, and I used to just fucking...
Grease it back.
It used to fucking be long, curly, like ringlets of hair gelled, fucking just soul glowy grease.
Wet hair grosses.
And then by the time lunchtime in school would hit,
it'd be dry and frizzy.
Completely hard. No, I would say right before lunch, it'd be completely like hard, right? It's like just each ringlet would be rock hard. And then it would start to frizz out right after lunch and it would be an afro. Yeah. It's the plight of having a black woman's hair.
Yeah.
So.
Gel sucked back in the day.
Shit they have now is awesome.
Yeah.
Pomade.
Yeah.
So I roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a nice hair, kid.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, so look, RIP Scott Hall. We should do a pro wrestler a death poll.
I think we've done that before. Who did I call? Didn't I call somebody one time?
No, you called like Jimmy Snuka. You said you predicted some Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah, Jimmy Snuka I called like 3 days.
Superfly?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a few. But
who did you used to have on skanks? Of all
the murderers.
The ECW guy.
New Jack.
He passed away. Jack. Those were some wild episodes.
Scott Hall has a body on him too.
Really?
Yeah.
He killed a guy outside. He was a bouncer at a strip club. A guy pulled a gun. He turned on him.
And Marty Jannetty killed some guy who used to molest him.
Yeah, so yeah, Marty Jannetty's claimed that he murdered a guy and got away with
Marty Jannetty just like told the story on like Facebook one day.
Yeah.
Spilling tea on
I remember that.
By the way, best Facebook follow.
He's wacky, right?
That's a once a month type thing for him. I mean, he'll post a picture and be like, hey, got this in my inbox last night. Y'all think she's 18?
Oh, my. God.
Like, he has no clue
what's going on around him.
They ain't recording this, are they?
There's the freedom of not, like, being in entertainment, like, just, but not even just not being in entertainment, but not being in the real world where, like, your life is, like, I mean, just that, right?
Not giving a shit.
I was watching the remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Which was decent. I didn't mind it.
The new one, right?
Yeah, the newer one. I watched them both with it. I always do that. I watch like an old version and then a new version. I just get very motivated to just see the differences. But yeah, like, are there people really like that? That are like just like they live in a house in the middle of a fucking field somewhere and they're filthy and fucking.
Yeah,
sure.
Just... I bet it's way more people than are what we would consider sophisticated.
Yeah.
If you got to consider all over the world.
Oh, but yeah, that's a standard of living. In the U.S., sometimes you come into like something, you're like, wow, what do they do? Like, what
are
they doing
from like the Appalachians?
Yeah.
They're still like straight up like hills have eyes people.
Yeah.
Dude, most of Pennsylvania is that way.
Yeah.
Outside Philadelphia and Pittsburgh.
I think most of the U.S. is like that.
Yeah, I think you go
outside of like the cities.
The city and you're like, yeah.
And you're just dealing with fucking.
It's like city, nice suburb.
Yeah.
So more and then rural. And then you're like, you're in the fucking shit.
Yeah. Generations living together.
All right, let's wrap this one. This has been a fun show. Always a fun show with you boys.
Good time having us.
Dad, thank you.
We'll be back on Friday. Who's on the show on Friday, Shannon? Who do we got?
It is. Hold on, just talk for 1 second.
No, I will not.
No, Rosa doing it. Brian
tell me, Brian Six and Joe DeRosa. Mm-hmm. Solid show on Friday. Philly taking over.
Hate both of those guys.
Pieces of shit.
Start some drum up some controversy.
All right, guys, we will check.
He's
you guys.
He's not no anti-sandwich.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that.
I'm pro-sandwich and pro-Beezer.
Yeah, those peanut butter and jellies look really good.
All right, goodbye, guys.
That's all, folks.